High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
This time of the Centennial Conference Boys and Girls Basketball Semifinals of the Championship Round. I'm Mike Willick, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. We've got the Girls Semifinals on tap here tonight. Easting St. Cecilia in this first ball game, getting ready to go at it against Bishop Newman for the second time this season. We talked with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle just a couple of minutes ago. You've heard about the task at hand here tonight as Bishop Newman comes in a record of 14 wins and no losses on the season. This is a pretty darn good high school basketball team. They're averaging 66.9 points per ball game on offense and giving up only 25.6 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in a record of 8 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Hawkettes are averaging 52 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 45.8 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia opening up the tournament here this week with a win over Central Catholic. That was on Tuesday night. Beat them on a score of 61-49. St. Cecilia with a big third quarter in that one. It was a close game at halftime as the Hawkins led by a score of 26-22. But St. Cecilia then outscoring the Crusaders in quarter number three, 22-5 to take control of the ball game. Lexi Schmidt had a big contest for St. Cecilia. She scored 16 points in the ball game. Audrey Gaspers had 9 points. But again, Bishop Newman, the opponents tonight, they destroyed Lincoln Lutheran in the quarterfinals of this tournament by a score of 67-25, and they have absolutely rolled through their schedule so far this year. In fact, there's two games that really stand out. First of all, the first game of the season, they beat Archbishop Bergen on a score of 86-13. And then in the opening round of the Bishop Newman Holiday Basketball Tournament back in December, Bishop Newman knocking off Nebraska City by a score of 92-7. So again, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging just a shade under 67 points per ball game. They are led by a couple of girls that we talked about during the pregame show tonight. Mackenzie Fuyon, who's a 5'11" senior, who scored 19 points the first time around as Bishop Newman knocked off St. Cecilia by a score of 61-37. And Alyssa Stonick is the other girl that Hastings St. Cecilia had trouble with the first time around. She's a 6-foot junior. She scored 13 points against the Hawkettes earlier this season. That was a contest in December that we played up in Wahoo. Winner of this ball game will move on to the girls' championship ball game on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. Second ball game here tonight will pit Lincoln Christian up against the Monarchs of Aquinas. A matchup of the number 2 seeded team in Aquinas and the number 3 seed in Lincoln Christian. This matchup here, the number 1 seed and Bishop Newman taking on the number 5 seed in Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the girls' championship game will be played on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. We'll be back tomorrow night for the boys' semifinals. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic playing the first ball game against Lincoln Christian. That will be at 6. And then Hastings St. Cecilia will play the second ball game against Bergen. That'll be at 7:45 tomorrow night. We'll have the action for you with that St. Cecilia ball game coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 7:30. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia in action here tonight against the Cavaliers of Bishop Newman in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break and come back and listen to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
It's again set for basketball action here tonight at the Crusader Gym at Lincoln Christian High School, the site of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. In action tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Again, Bishop Newman, a team that beat St. Cecilia earlier this year, 61-37. As we look back in that ball game, Newman got out to a big lead in the first quarter. In fact, it was 19-6 at the end of the first quarter. Newman led at halftime by a score of 32-13. It was 49-29 after three quarters, and again, Newman winning over St. Cecilia in the first game by a score of 61-37. We talked to John Kyle. He said definitely the start of the ball game is going to be important. St. Cecilia would like to just hang around and maybe have a chance to win this thing in the fourth quarter here tonight. And again, playing the championship ball game coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 against either Lincoln Christian or David City Aquinas. Your starting lineups for the Newman Cavaliers here tonight. Alexis Boyda will get a start. Boyda had 7 points against St. Cecilia the first time around, had 5 points the other night in their win over Lincoln Lutheran. Holly Fuhan is a 5'9" senior. Fuhan scored 6 points against Lincoln Lutheran in the quarterfinals. Kelsey Morrissey is a 5'6" senior. She did not score on the Tuesday against Lincoln Lutheran. Mackenzie Fuhan is her main scorer. She had 21 the other night against Lincoln Lutheran, scored 19 against Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this year. Fuhan is a 5'11" senior. And then we'll see Alyssa Stonick, who's a 6-foot junior. Stonick had 16 points against Lincoln Lutheran the other night, scored 13 against Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this year. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia will go to Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" sophomore. Kissinger is now averaging 6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Abby Jackson, the 5'5" junior. Jackson is averaging 9 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Sharice Farmer, the 5'4" junior. Farmer averaging 7 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Lexi Schmidt is a 5'8" junior. Schmidt now averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds per game. Caitlin Ernst is the other starter, the 5'8" sophomore. Ernst is averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. St. Cecilia dressed in their road blue uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. The Cavaliers of Bishop Newman going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the gold. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left. We're just about ready to go. Girls high school basketball tonight from the Centennial Conference Tournament here on 1230 KHIS. Ball is in the air. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. Abby Jackson will get the ball in the hands of Sharice Farmer. Newman very good defensively, and we'll see that here tonight. Lexi Schmidt at the elbow. Comes down in the corner on the left side to a Farmer. Brings it up high. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Alyssa Stonick. And that's something the Blue Hawks or the Hawkins cannot do tonight. That's turned the ball over. They have averaged 17 turnovers so far this season. There's a feed inside to Stonick, and she goes right to the bucket and scores. That was too easy. They got the ball inside to Alyssa Stonick, and she scores easily. And Bishop Newman is out to a 2-0 lead in the ballgame. Lexi Schmidt has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Ernst. Top of the key. Swings to the left side, down to Libby Kissinger. Man-to-man defense here for Newman, and now we got a foul call. As Libby was driving the ball to the hole, foul is going to be called here on Kelsey Morrissey of Bishop Newman. That's going to be her first foul, first team foul on the Cavaliers.
SN's
play just underway. Newman has got a 2-0 lead over the Hawkettes. Sharice Farmer with the ball now for St. Cecilia as they set up at the half-court offense. Bounce pass on the wing. That's Caitlin Ernst with the ball. Ernst goes down in the corner. The ball swatted away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Out there, getting her hands on it there for the Cavaliers was Alexis Boyda. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. We have played almost a minute. Hawkins have not scored yet in the ballgame. Caitlin Ernst out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Libby Kissinger. Deep wing on the right side. Picked up there by Morrissey of Bishop Newman. Libby with the ball. Swings it right side down to Cherise Farmer. Farmer puts it on the floor. Dribbles once. Comes to Ernst. Left side of the lane. Ernst goes back the other way. That's Lexi Schmidt with the ball. Down in the corner. Down to Cherise Farmer. Farmer holds it. Bombs it inside. There's Lexi Schmidt. Her son's up and in. Schmidt got away inside and scores for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkins have tied things up. 2-2 is the score. Back the other way, Morrissey has got it. On the wing now for Bishop Newman. Outside to Holly Fuyan. Fuyan picked up there by Cherise Farmer of St. Cecilia. To the elbow. That's going to be Alyssa Stonick with the ball. Stonick now gets it to Morrissey. Her shot from long range. Good. Just in time to three-point ring. Kelsey Morrissey scores there for Bishop Newman. They are 2-for-2 from the field to get things started. 4-2 is the score. Newman with a two-point lead over the Hawkins. Here's Caitlin Ernst with the ball. Ernst goes over to Abby Jackson in the wing. Abby drives into the hole. A shot off of the window is going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. She lost it. Picked up by Schmidt. Follow shot no good. Rebound Ernst in the lane. Follow shot no good. She's fouled the play. That's what St. Cecilia is going to have to do. They're going to have to be very aggressive on the boards, especially on the offensive side. St. Cecilia does not shoot the ball nearly as well as Bishop Newman, so we got to be there for the second and third chances. Personal foul is whistled on Alyssa Stonick. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Caitlin Ernst. Just a 26% foul shooter on the season, but she hits the first one tonight. Ernst had 6 points against Central Catholic on the Tuesday night. Scored 2 the first time around against Bishop Newman earlier this season. Second shot is up there, it is good. So Caitlin Ernst nails a couple of free throws. And St. Cecilia is tying things up now at 4 points apiece. Just underway, 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. There's a shot down low. It's going to be no good there by Boyd. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson has got it down the right sideline. The Cherise Farmer NBA three put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and it's picked up by Holly Fuyan. Her outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Cavaliers now. Mackenzie Fuyan has got the ball. Now to Holly Fuyan out here in the three-point territory. Now to Voida just inside the ring. Down in the corner to Mackenzie Fuyan. Brings it back out to Kelsey Morrissey. Down to Alyssa Stonick. Free throw line extended left side. Comes over here now to Holly Fuyan. As the St. Cecilia is in the man-to-man defense, driving down the lane, shooting and scoring is Mackenzie Fuyan. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and Bishop Newman now with a two-point lead over St. Cecilia. 6-4 the score. Cherise Farmer has got it out here in three-point territory. Farmer stops, bounce pass right wing. Jackson has got it, holds the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles once, comes over now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt out to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger looked to drive it, and she dribbles behind her back, finally dishes off here to Caitlin Ernst. Off to Cherise Farmer on the wing on the right side. Farmer holds the basketball here for St. Cecilia. Ernst sets the screen. Farmer is open, takes a three-pointer, and it rims off no good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Newman. Alexis Boyd has got the ball now for Newman. Gets the ball now to Mackenzie Fuyan. And the Cavaliers will set it down to half-court offense. They have got a two-point lead, 6-4 to score over St. Cecilia. Holly Fuyan down the lane has a block out of her hands there by Ernst. The ball's going to be picked up by Farmer. Farmer drives it back the other way, has a tip from behind. It's picked up by Holly Fuyan. Turnover number 2 on St. Cecilia. Coming back the other way, spinning right side of the lane, shooting and scoring is Mackenzie Fuyan. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and Newman is out to a 4-point lead now. 8-4 is the score with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian High School. The Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Kissinger. No good. Rebound, Bishop Newman. Mackenzie Fuyan has got it. Long pass down to four. It's finally retrieved down there on the baseline. Out to a Fuyan again. Over on the left side to Boyd. Down on the baseline to Morrissey. Her shot from 15 is no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Stonick. It's stripped out of her hands. The ball is loose, and now we got a foul called. As Newman got another shot in there, that was Morrissey picking up the loose ball after Stonick had it blocked out of her hands. It's going to be Morrissey now going to the free throw line here for Bishop Newman. Ernst picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first and the first team foul in the Hawkettes. 8-4. Bishop Newman has got the lead. Here comes the free throw. It's good. Kelsey Morrissey now with 3 points in the basketball game. Into the contest now for St. Cecilia will be Andre Gaspers. And also Tessa Kalupa comes into the ball game for St. Cecilia as well, and head coach John Kyle. 9-4 now. Bishop Newman has got a 5-point lead. Next shot is up there. It is good. Well, Kelsey Morrissey hits a pair of free throws, and Bishop Newman is out to a 6-point lead early in the ballgame. It's 10-4. St. Cecilia applying pressure. Rather, St. Cecilia facing some pressure here in backcourt. Kalupa gets it back now to a Libby Kissinger. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe, and now St. Cecilia will attack this man-to-man defense. Audrey Gaspers on the deep wing on the right side, right at the sideline. There's a bounce pass that's going to be knocked away and out of bounds, trying to get it to Brooke McWhorter, who's also into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. The pass denied there. Knocked out of bounds from St. Cecilia. Will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:22 to play. First quarter, 10-4 the score. Bishop Newman with a lead here over the Hawkettes. Libby Kissinger comes across the top to Brooke McWhorter. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Her pass is over the head of Schmidt out of bounds. Third turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. And now Bishop Newman will come back the other way with a chance to stretch the lead. 10-4 is the score. The Cavaliers out on top of the Hawkettes. Here's Mackenzie Fouillon with the ball now. Fouillon goes to Molly, who's in the ball game now. Morgan Molly. Here's an entry pass to get it inside to Boyd. It kicks it back out. Morrissey shot for three is off the front iron. No good. Rebound to the far sideline is picked up there. Picked up by Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Lobs the ball inside. Tipped away from Lexi Schmidt. Recovered there by Bishop Newman. Long pass down to Florida Boyd. They're driving layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Boyd hits the field goal there for Bishop Newman. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Bishop Newman out to an early 8-point lead here in this one. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Bishop Newman 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. It's the Hawkettes trailing here in the basketball game to Bishop Newman. 12-4 is the score. We are in the first quarter. The winner will play in the girls' championship ball game on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. Here's Schmidt, and she throws the ball right out of bounds. Lexi had it right in front of the basket, trying to take it down on the low block in the left side to Gaspers, and she threw it over Andre's heads and out of bounds. Threw it over her head and out of bounds, along with her outstretched hands there. Turnover number four on St. Cecilia. 12-4 the score. Bishop Newman has got the lead. Mackenzie Fouillon has got the ball. Now to Morgan Motley out here in three-point territory to Boyd. Brings it back to Antonio Rado, who's into the ball game. Out of the baseline, here's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Molly, but the ball is recovered here by Bishop Newman. Molly gets it back in three-point territory. Now to Rada. Shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Sesta Kalupa has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Long pass down to four to Sharice Farmer. Farmer drives it to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Bishop Newman. A foul will go on the Cavaliers at the 1:58 mark of this first quarter. Alex Boyd picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul, number three on the Cavaliers. Holly Fouillon coming back into the ball game now for Bishop Newman, replacing Alexis Boyd. St. Cecilia will inbound. No free throws there. They get it to Brooke McWhorter, right side of the lane. Now a jump ball is called. Goes up with a shot, and she is tied up there by Tessa Klein of Bishop Newman. And the arrow pointing in favor of the Cavaliers, so St. Cecilia will give her right back here, and Bishop Newman has got an 8-point lead. They'll work on that right here. 12-4 is the score. Antonio Rado has got the ball. Now to a Fouillon on the left side. Brings it back here to a Molly. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man defense. Down in the corner is Antonio Rada. Two-handed pass back out on top to Holly Fouillon. Fouillon now to Tessa Klein. Jump pass goes to the wing on the left side to Fouillon. Gives it away now to Arada as they work it around the three-point circle here against the St. Cecilia defense. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be tipped by Andre Gaspers, and the ball is brought out there by St. Cecilia. First turnover on Bishop Newman in the ball game. Abby Jackson has got the ball now for the Hawkettes. Goes on the wing on the right side to Brooke McWhorter. Free throw line extended. McWhorter dribbles once, now to Sharice Farmer. Down to a minute 10 to play here in the first quarter. 12-4, Bishop Newman has got the lead. Andre Gaspers dribbles once, gives it up now to Abby Jackson. Jackson out of Sharice Farmer. Spins inside the free throw circle to the elbow. Then sent to the near sideline. Ball mishandled by Kalupa out of bounds. Turnover number six on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Here comes Kelsey Morrissey back into the contest now for Bishop Newman. 57.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Girls high school basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS. Bishop Newman with a 12-4 lead over St. Cecilia. Rana has got it. Free throw line extended to the right side. Molly here at the top of the circle. Down to Rana again. Lob pass goes inside to Morrissey. Now to Rana. Top of the key for Bishop Newman. That's a Molly with the ball to the left side. There's a three-pointer put up there by Fuyan. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. Ernst gets it away down to Tessa Kalupa. Down the right sideline to Abby Jackson. Abby dribbles a couple of times. Sends it over here to Ernst. They've got 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jaspers on the wing on the right side. Jaspers comes to Tessa Kalupa in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Kalupa hits the field goal for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkeyes are back to within 6 points. Against the number one ranked team in the state in Class C1, the undefeated Cavaliers from Bishop Newman. 12-6 is the score. Here's a Morrissey with the ball now for Bishop Newman. The Rada now to Alyssa Stonick, the big girl. Back outside. Here's Molly. Shot for three. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Racing St. Cecilia hanging close here to Bishop Newman in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. After one, Bishop Newman 12, St. Cecilia 6.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Start the second quarter of play with Bishop Newman out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, 12-6. I guess we'll have the opening possession here in the second quarter. Now Newman has gone to a zone defense here in this possession. St. Cecilia will attack deep in the corner. Kissinger has got the ball. Got a Farmer. Diagonal pass across the lane, and it's going to be out of bounds. Again, trying to get it down on the baseline. That time to Ernst. The errant pass goes out of bounds, and that's a seventh turnover on St. Cecilia here in the first half. Bishop Newman has got only one. 12-6, Cavaliers have got the lead. Wood has got the ball. St. Cecilia was pressuring there in the backcourt, but Bishop Newman breaks it easily. Now they got the ball in their offensive zone. Wood has got it to Stonick. Now inside, turnaround jumper there by Fuyang. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought down by Kissinger. Libby Kissinger has got it for St. Cecilia. Right-handed dribble comes over here to Jackson. Abby dribbles once, now to Cerise Farmer. Farmer dribbles with it in three-point territory. Tries it behind the screen. Stops there now as the basketball tipped out of her hands by Fuyan. The scramble is on down in the corner, and we got a jump ball call. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkeyes maintain control. They will inbound down here in the corner. Coming into the contest now for St. Cecilia will be Chanel Farmer. Going out will be Cherise Farmer. So Chanel is into the ball game now, averaging 2 points and one rebound per game. Now they're going to give the ball to Bishop Newman. So the Cavaliers will play things in backcourt. Mackenzie Fuyan has got the ball now for Bishop Newman. Into the near sideline to Holly Fuyan. Out between the rings now. St. Cecilia is in the man-to-man defense. Here's Mackenzie Fuyan. Down in the corner to Morrissey. Lobs it inside. Here's Stonick. Her shot from point-blank range. No good. Foul shot. No good. She's fouling the play. Alyssa Stonick is going to be a load to handle there for St. Cecilia inside. Stonick is 6 foot and a junior. Gets a couple of shots there. And she is fouling the play by Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. And Alyssa Stonick goes to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far in the ballgame tonight on the field goal. Her first free throw of the night is up there and is good. Stonick had 16 points in the ballgame against Lincoln Lutheran the other night when Bishop Newman beat Lutheran 67-25 in the quarterfinals of this tournament. Next shot is up there and is good. Stonick had 13 points the last time these two teams played in Wahoo, which was a Newman win, 61-37 over St. Cecilia during the regular season. So Newman has now got an 8-point lead for the second time today at 12-6. Deep in the left corner, here's a 3-pointer put up there no good by Kissinger. Rebound comes down to Ernst, down in the corner to Jackson. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Ernst grabs the rebound, follow shot, no good. Rebound loose again. Ernst grabs it back. Her shot is up there. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Fuyon. And she has it stripped away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Her spinner shot no good, and she's fouled. And she got the field goal, but the officials immediately waved that baby off. The officials coming over to make the call. It is going to be a foul on Bishop Newman. It's going to go on Morrissey. That's going to be your second. So two fouls on Morrissey. St. Cecilia will play things in. There's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Jump pass to the far side to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt hits the jumper there for St. Cecilia. That's her second field goal of the day. She's got 4 points in the ball. Game is now 14-8. Bishop Newman with the lead. Here's Kelsey Morrissey with the ball. Works against Abby Jackson. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone now for the top-ranked and undefeated Cavaliers. To Holly Fuyon. The pass out on top to Alyssa Stoney because she holds the ball against Ernst. Down to the baseline to Fuyon. Now entry pass to get it to Boyda. Her shot right in front of the basket. No good. Foul shot no good. And the foul is called. Alexis Boyda on the offensive glass there for Bishop Newman. And the foul is going to go on Schmidt of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Boyda goes to the free throw line now for Newman. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far in the basketball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. So I have one more. We are in the second quarter now from Lincoln Christian High School in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. 5:58 remaining. Bishop Newman with a 14-8 lead. Next shot is up there by Borden. It's going to be good. It's now 15-8. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. Hawkins with the ball. Jackson's pass is going to be tipped away from Chanel Farmer. It is brought down here by Fuyon. Drives as she dishes off to Mackenzie Fuyon. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out. Borden grabs the ball to Fuyon. Now a foul is called. Bishop Newman flat getting the job done on the offensive glass here so far in this ball game. The foul goes on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be your second. So two fouls now on Ernst and two on Lexi Schmidt. And that duo will check out now for head coach John Kyle. Kalupa comes back in there as well as Libby Kissinger. 15-8 is the score. Bishop Newman has got the lead. Down in the baseline is Holly Fuyon. She holds the ball high above her head. Jump pass comes out on top to Morrissey. Open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Kelsey Morrissey left wide open out there, and she hits the three-pointer. She has now got 7 points in the basketball game, and Bishop Newman has got a 10-point lead. It is 18-8 in favor of the Cavaliers. Tessa Kalupa has it tipped out of her hands. They kind of save it, but right into the hands of Brick McWhorter now for St. Cecilia. Outside to Jackson. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Cavaliers. It's stripped away by Chanel Farmer. Shot no good. Rebound Kalupa. Shot for three. That one is going to be no good. Rebound Kalupa in the lane, and the foul is good. It's called. So St. Cecilia getting some steals in backcourt, but now they commit the personal foul. They go on the Hawkettes, and now the Cavaliers will come back the other direction here. 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's 18-8. Bishop Newman has got the lead. Holly Fuyon has got it now. She gets it under control. It's up to Mackenzie Fuyon. St. Cecilia, the man-to-man defense. Jackson will come out and pick her up. Fuyon goes down in the corner to Holly Fuyon. To Mackenzie, inside down to Stonic, and a foul is called. The foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be your first team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes. End of the ball game now. Tessa Klein for Bishop Newman. And coming to the bench is going to be Alexis Boyda. Stonick has got the ball. Lobs it back inside to Fuyon. Double team. Kicks it out to Holly Fuyon at the wing now for Bishop Newman. Over to Kelsey Morrissey. Down to Alyssa Stonick. The Fuyon is behind the three-point circle, picked up by Kissinger. Here's Tessa Klein with the ball. The Holly Fuyon, picked up there by Andre Gaspers. Fuyon tries to drive it. Gaspers shuts the door. Down to the baseline, down to Morrissey, trying to drive the baseline. That is cut off nicely there by Tessa Kalupa. Bishop Newman working with the ball near sideline. Morrissey, they get it inside to Stonick. Turnaround jumper, she's fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Jackson. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 6. On the Hawkettes here in the basketball game. And Alyssa Stonick, the big girl, will go to the free throw line now for Bishop Newman, a 6 foot junior. She's got 4 points in the ball game, but now she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She hits her first one. Jackson comes out. Here comes Sharice Farmer back into the contest. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Cavaliers at 11 points. It is 19-8. Next shot is up there. She buries that baby as well. And now Bishop Newman has got a 28-8 advantage. St. Cecilia is scoring only 2 points here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 8-2 by the Cavaliers. And now Bishop Newman will extend out that zone defense. Here's a free throw line jumper put by Gaspers. That won't go. Rebound to Kalupa. Throws it back out into three-point territory. Now to Gaspers, to Sharice Farmer. Farmer holds the ball, circles around against Fuyan. Out to Libby Kissinger on the far sideline. She's double-teamed. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Stonik. Long pass down the floor to Fuyan. Her driving layup is missed, no good. Rebound comes down to Molly, and now a foul is called. Morgan Molly gets the offensive board there, and she's immediately fouled in the play by Libby Kissinger. That's going to be the first personal foul in Kissinger. The Hawkins just turned the ball over for the eighth time back there on the offensive end. And now we're going to have some more free throws. 3:45 to play in the second quarter. All Bishop Newman tonight, 20-8 is the score. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Morgan Molly. That's going to be your first field goal of the night, or actually your first point of the night. Bishop Newman has missed only one free throw tonight. They're 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Gaspers, and now she's going to be fouled in the play. No free throws here. That's just the fifth team foul called on Bishop Newman here in the ballgame. It's going to go on Tessa Klein. That's going to be your first end of the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt, Kissinger will come out. Jackson also checking back in there. Brooke McWhorter will come to the bench now for head coach John Kyle. 21-8. Bishop Newman has got the lead. Lexi Schmidt goes over to Farmer on the right side. Double team. Bounce pass down in the corner to Kalupa. Now to the free throw line. That's Alexi Schmidt. Kicks it back out to Farmer for three. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Tessa Klein. Long pass down to four. They get it to Stonik. Nice pass to Fuyan. Her shot no good, but a follow shot by Alyssa Stonik is down. Stonik now has got 8 points in the basketball game. Newman has now got a 23-8 advantage over St. Cecilia. Now the Hawkins traveling violation. Chanel Farmer, just as she crosses the midcourt stripe, is whistled for the traveling violation. So it is 23-8. Bishop Newman right now in the 11-2 run to begin the second quarter of play. And now the Hawkins have a lot of wood to chop here in the second quarter, and John Kyle calls the timeout. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first half from Lincoln Christian. We've got a timeout. Bishop Newman 23, Hastings St. Cecilia 8.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
High school basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 23-8 is the score. Bishop Newman had a 12-6 advantage after the first quarter. And the Hawkins having a tough time getting anything going offensively here in period number two against a very good defensive squad. This Bishop Newman team allows only 25.6 points per ballgame. St. Cecilia scoring 8 in the opening quarter. But Bishop Newman has put 23 in the Hawkins. And now the Cavaliers have the ball back. Here's Fuyan with the ball. Goes over to Molly out in three-point territory. Now to Rada. Holds the ball against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. There's a dribble penetration down the right side of the lane, and the pass is going to be deflected and then kicked by St. Cecilia. So a violation there in the Hawkins, and it'll be Bishop Newman playing the ball in. Mackenzie Fuyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. A pass into the lane, mishandled by Stonik, but it comes down into three-point territory, and it's grabbed there by Morgan Molly. Gets away, dribble penetration, jump pass down to the baseline to Klein. Out of Molly out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Out on top to Alyssa Stonik, and a traveling violation is called in Stonik. So Alyssa right out here at the top of the three-point circle. Just left the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Stonik. St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame 23-8. 2:45 to play in the second quarter. Gaspers has got it down to Farmer down in the corner. Kalupa shot for three, no good. Foul shot, no good. Foul called. That was Chanel Farmer. They got in there with the offensive board, and they the follow try, and the personal foul is going to be called on Tessa Klein. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's team foul number 5 on Bishop Newman in the ball game. Farmer will go to the free throw line as she was hacked in the act here, and the shot is up there. It is good. Chanel Farmer with a single point in the ball game. She had 3 the other night as St. Cecilia beat Central Catholic in the quarterfinals, 61-49. Next shot is up there. It is good. St. Cecilia now trailing by 13 points here in the first half. It is 23-10. Fuyan dribbles behind her back, dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She was fouled on the way in. Another foul in St. Cecilia to go on Sharice Farmer. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 9 on the Hawkettes here in the first half. Going to the free throw line now for Bishop Newman will be Mackenzie Fuyan. She has got 4 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It is good. Newman doing a great job from the charity stripe here tonight. Jackson comes in. Here comes Kalupa out of the ball game. Checking back in now for Bishop Newman is going to be Alexis Voida. And coming out is going to be Tessa Klein. 24-10. It is Bishop Newman out on top in girls high school basketball tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good by Fuyan. She's now got 6 points in the basketball game, and it's 25-10. Now the Hawkins turn the ball away as Cherise Farmer throws it over the head of Chanel Farmer right in front of the Bishop Newman bench. Turnover number 10 on St. Cecilia. They average only 17 on the season. And now with a 25-10 advantage, Bishop Newman has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Fuyan has got it now for Bishop Newman. Goes over to Morgan Molly, picked up there by Farmer of St. Cecilia. Here's Antonio Rada to the elbow, left side. His shot is up and in. Alexis Voida. Voida now with 6 points in the basketball game, and Newman has now got a 27-10 advantage over St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have scored only 4 points so far here in this second quarter. Under 2 minutes to go, St. Cecilia with the ball. Cherise Farmer comes to Jackson. Jackson goes to Farmer. High post against the brick McWhorter. Down in the corner. Three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to St. Cecilia. Here's Jackson. Her shot no good. Abby gets the rebound. Here's Farmer. Fakes the three. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Alyssa Stonick. Fuyan back the other way. Throws over here to Molly. Baseline jumper good. Morgan Molly scores for Bishop Newman. That's her first field goal. And is now 29-10. Bishop Newman with a 19-point lead already here in the second quarter with a 1:20 left until halftime. Abby Jackson, dribble penetration, stops at the free throw line, comes over to Farmer, now to Jackson, moves to her left, fires up a three, shot good. Abby Jackson hits the three-pointer. She's knocking down 34% of her trays this year. Back quickly at the other end. Here's a shot taken by Molly, no good. Rebound down to St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer runs it down the right sideline to Abby Jackson, down in the corner, now to Farmer, back up on the wing. Sends it back down in the corner to Jackson. Lob pass out to Chanel Farmer. Free throw line jumper good. Chanel Farmer hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. St. Cecilia back to within 14. It is 29-15 with 40 seconds to play. Fuyan behind the screen moves it to the left side and the foul is called. Contact made. This is, she brought it inside the three-point arc. That's going to go on Chanel Farmer, and that's going to be her second. And Fuyan will go to the free throw line here for Bishop Newman. McKenzie's already got, 6 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. At 21 points the other night against Lincoln Lutheran. Leading score on the team here for the undefeated and number one ranked Bishop Newman Cavaliers. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Fuyan. And now we got a whistle on the rebound. It's going to go on Bishop Newman. A foul will go on Tessa Klein. And now we're going to be at the other end of the floor for a 1-1. That's going to be her third foul in the ball game. So Klein's going to have to check out. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Brooke McWhorter. She's a 37% foul shooter on the season. Tara Trudy checking into the ball game now for the Cavaliers. She's up on the free throw line. It's up and in by McWhorter. That's her first point in the basketball game. St. Cecilia is now down by 13. 29-16, so the Hawkins have scored the last 6 points in the ball game after falling behind by 19. Next shot is up there, it is good from the quarter, and St. Cecilia is within 13 points at 29-16. Now Bishop Newman will bring the ball up. Down to the scorer's table quickly is going to be Morrissey. She's going to check in for Antonia Rada. And Morrissey will play things in now for the Cavaliers as they will face some pressure back here. Pass to the near sideline to a Fuyan. Breaks the pressure easily. Now to Trudy on the baseline. Her shot is up and in. So Trudy hits the field goal. A little baseline jumper from the left side. It's now 31-17. Here's Jackson back the other way for three. Shot is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Bishop Newman. That's Morrissey with the board. That is 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 31-17. Bishop Newman with the lead. Fuyan has got the ball. As she works out top now against Libby Kissinger. A feed to the left side to Alexis Voida. Out of Trudy in three-point territory. A whistle stops play. A traveling violation is called on Trudy. Tara Trudy whistled for the extra steps. That's the third turnover on Bishop Newman in the ball game. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with 3.3 seconds to go. Kalupa gets things into Jackson, races the ball just across the mid-court stripe, sets and fires up a shot. It's going to be well short, but well after the horn as well. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. First half in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Centennial Conference Tournament. Semifinals at halftime, Bishop Newman 31, Hastings St. Cecilia 17. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back at Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Girls high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia trailing number one ranked and undefeated Bishop Newman here in the semifinals. The score is 31-17 here at the break. Tied up at two to start off the ball game, and then tied up at four before Bishop Newman rattled off eight straight points to grab a 12-4 advantage in the first quarter. St. Cecilia came back to hit the final shot of the first half, or first quarter at least. And at the end of one period, it was 12-6 in favor of Bishop Newman. The Cavaliers then open up the second quarter on a 17-4 run to take control of the ball game down to a 29-10 advantage. St. Cecilia then scores the next 6 points in the ball game to pull within 13 again at 29-16. And right now, it's a 14-point lead for the Cavaliers at halftime. The score is 31-17. Winning this ball game will move on to the championship of the Centennial Conference Tournament. That will be on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 here at Lincoln Christian. They will play the winner of the next ball game between third-seeded Lincoln Christian and second-seeded David City Aquinas. They will score off at 7:45 tonight here at Christian High School. Aquinas is the number two seed in the tournament, and Christian the number three seed. They will match up here at 7:45 tonight. The two winners will play at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon here in Lincoln. The boys' semifinals are going to be played tomorrow night. We'll be back here for the second contest between St. Cecilia and Fremont Bergen. Grand Island Central Catholic will play the first ball game tomorrow night against Lincoln Christian. That'll be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Central Catholic, the number one seed overall. Lincoln Christian, the number five seed. Second ball game will be Fremont Bergen, or Archbishop Bergen, as they're known now. They are the number three seed in the tournament, taking on Hastings St. Cecilia, the number two seed. That game will be at 7:45. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 7:30. So again, at halftime, it is Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Bishop Newman here in the contest. The score is 31-17. We will have more after this.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Moscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Moscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Moscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Moscati Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lincoln Christian High School, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing here 31-17 to Archbishop Bergen. Bishop Newman. The Cavaliers, they've got the lead 31-17 over Hastings St. Cecilia here in this first half. Scoring in the contest so far for Hastings St. Cecilia so far, Chanel Farmer has got 4 points in the basketball game. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lexi Schmidt has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Abby Jackson is in a three-pointer in the first half for three. And then we got Tessa Kalupa, a field goal for 2 points. Brooke McWhorter has got a field goal for two. Caitlin Ernst, a couple of free throws and 2 points. St. Cecilia with 10 turnovers already in the first half of play, but the Hawkettes are 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Bishop Newman being led by Alyssa Stonick. She is a 6-foot junior who has now got 8 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Fouillon has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the stripe for 6 points. Alexis Woda has got a 3 and a 2. She is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Kelsey Morrissey has got 7 points for Bishop Newman. She has knocked down a tray and a 2-point field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Morgan Molly has got a field goal, and she is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 3 points. Bishop Newman unofficially 3 turnovers in the basketball game. And they are 10 out of 13 from the free throw line. Bishop Newman with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the girls' semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. The score, 31-17. Last night, if you missed it, it was the Hastings College men's basketball team picking up a win over Midland Lutheran, 129-124 in 4 overtimes. A lot of you may have went to bed when the Broncos fell behind by 17 points early in the second half of play. Hastings came back to tie things up. At the end of regulation, as Jeremiah Slough hit a three-pointer to tie up the ball game. We had 3 overtime sessions. Finally decided in the 4th overtime as Hastings goes on to pick up the win last night over Midland Lutheran. And if you haven't heard by now, Jeremiah Slough set a conference record, scoring 61 points in the ball game last night. This afternoon, had a chance to catch up with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech.
You know, it felt like he was just shooting unbelievably well. Now, granted, you're going to have to make baskets to score 61, don't get me wrong, but it's not like he was just throwing up shots we've never seen him hit. It wasn't like he was, you know, coming down and pulling up from 35 feet and knocking him in. I think the most impressive thing about him was the timeliness of his shots. I thought he hit some very crucial or made some very crucial plays, whether it was making baskets, or I think the biggest play he made all night was the baseline pass he made to Fletcher to put us up 1 or 2. And I can't even remember which overtime it was, but, you know, just he continued to make the plays that we needed at that particular time. And you know, as we've talked, I don't think that we're nearly as good when he's got to score 61, but somebody else is going to have to step up and make some plays too. And other than Kyler, I don't think that we really had anybody grab the bull by the horns and really want the ball and be able to make a positive play with the ball once they had it.
And Sal didn't score 61. We're talking about the Kyler Dossett today because he had 24 points and 10 rebounds, and I thought so one of his better games of the season.
No question. It was a career high for him. I feel bad. First thing I said out in the locker room after the game was, Kyler, I apologize that your career high was overshadowed. In true Kyler fashion, he just kind of smiled and said, Coach, we got the win, and that's all that's important. So, you know, to his credit, I mean, he competed, and we've been on Kyler pretty hard about just staying more aggressive because he's such a dynamic athlete, and he's something that we don't particularly have with, you know, when you have Fletcher and Wade out there on the wings. Kyler can do so many things at getting himself to the rim and getting fouled, and I thought he did a really nice job of that on Wednesday night.
That's Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. Again, the Broncos picking up a big win last night on the road at Midland Lutheran. Hastings will be in Sioux City on this Saturday afternoon. They will take on the Morningside Mustangs, a women's men's basketball doubleheader. We'll be there as well. 1:45 for the pregame show. It'll be 2 o'clock for the women's tip-off and 4 o'clock for the guys. Women's game will be a rematch of last year's NAIA National Championship game won by the Mustangs. So it'll be Hastings College at Morningside coming up on Saturday afternoon in Sioux City. We've got the second half coming up here of our high school basketball game tonight between St. Cecilia and Bishop Newman. We'll have the second half in 1 minute.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Hastings St. Cecilia drives the ball in the bucket to begin the second half of play, and Cherise Farmer gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play. So Farmer gets the bucket there for St. Cecilia, makes it a 31-17 ball game. Holly Fuyong picks up a personal foul for Bishop Newman. Here's the free throw. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. So Cherise Farmer gets the first field goal of the ball game here in the second half for St. Cecilia. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her third. So Ernst now with three fouls. St. Cecilia will apply some pressure now in backcourt. Bishop Newman breaks it easily. A pass to Mackenzie Fuyon. And now Bishop Newman will set up in the half-court offense. We'll shoot to our basket to our left here tonight at Lincoln Christian. Holly Fuyon has got the ball. Comes across the top now to Morrissey. Morrissey now to Voida. Voida brings it back to Fuyon. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up there by St. Cecilia's Abby Jackson. Fuyon spins to the free throw line, puts up a shot, partially deflected by Jackson, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger brings it down the right side, right now to Jackson. Cross court pass goes to Farmer, open for three, takes the shot and hits it. Cherise Farmer now with 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia back to within a 31-22 deficit. Here's a shot back the other way, no good by Stonick. Follow shot by Stonick, no good, and she's hammered in the play. And Stonick goes down underneath the basket here for Bishop Newman. After being fouled into play by St. Cecilia, the foul is going to go on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Hawkeyes. So it's 31-22. St. Cecilia scoring the first 5 points here in the third quarter. Stonick hit the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa is now 5 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. She has got 9 points in the basketball game. And Stonick will have one more. 32-22. Again, Newman has got a 10-point lead. Next shot is up there. It is good. Just getting underway here in the third quarter. 33-22 is the score. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball out to Kissinger. Fakes the three, splits a couple of defenders, loses the ball, picked up by Ernst, and then her passing can be intercepted by Voida. Turnover number 11, and now Bishop Newman is whistled for the traveling violation coming back the other way. The fourth turnover on the Cavaliers, that's 11 on St. Cecilia. Into the ball game now for Bishop Newman is going to be Morgan Molly. And coming out is going to be Mackenzie Fuyon. It's going to be St. Cecilia mounting the ball right in front of the scorers table here on the near sideline. Libby Kissinger will get things in to Cherise Farmer. Now to Jackson on the far side. Jackson brings it to Farmer. Farmer here on the near side. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Libby Kissinger. Back outside now to Cherise Farmer in three-point territory. This is a zone defense now for Bishop Newman. Long-range jumper by Farmer is up there from three. No good. Stonick grabs the rebound, tipped out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia's Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be her third foul. So now Caitlin Ernst and Schmidt with each with three fouls. 6:22 to play here in the third quarter. 33-22. St. Cecilia down by 11 points here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Molly has got it now to Astonic. Picked up there by Caitlin Ernst. There's a pass over here on the left side of the lane to Molly. Brings it back to the right side. A long-range jumper put up and in. A three-pointer. Kelsey Morrissey hits the train there for Bishop Newman. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Newman back out now to a 36-22 advantage, a 14-point lead for the Cavaliers. St. Cecilia with the ball This is Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Splits a couple of defenders. Sends it down in the corner to Jackson. Inside to Ernst. Grabs the ball on the baseline. Puts it up there. The shot won't go. Ball tipped out by Schmidt. She's going to be guilty of the foul. That could be number four on Lexi Schmidt. Lexi climbing the back of a Cavalier inside, trying to tip the ball out. That's not good news. Lexi Schmidt, the leading scorer in the team now for the Hawkettes, is on the bench with four personal fouls. Our ball club is trailing now by 14 points. It is 36-22. Morrissey has got it. Morrissey comes over here to Molly. Free throw line extended to the left side. Now back to the right side of the lane. That's Astonic, picked up by Ernst. Entry pass to get it inside to Fuyan. Shot good. Holly Fuyan scores there for Bishop Newman. That's her first field goal. And it is now a 38-22 advantage. But now Bishop Newman has scored the last 7 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Ernst down in the corner on the right side. Holds it. Comes out here to Libby Kissinger in the deep wing. Now to Ernst. Cross-court pass to Jackson. Jackson, a little fake, takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Reverses the ball, gets it out to Libby Kissinger. Out of Jackson in the corner, left side. Diagonal pass comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Kissinger with the ball. Split two defenders. Goes to the elbow, right side of the lane. Back outside to Farmer. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Brought back the other way by the Cavaliers. There's Fuyan in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Brick the quarter. And a foul is going to be called here on Bishop Newman. So Newman commits the personal foul. That's going to be number two on Holly Fuyan. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. Gaspers comes in. Tessa Kalupa comes in now for head coach John Kyle. St. Cecilia trailed at halftime 31-17. We're in the third quarter now. It's 38-22. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. Abby Jackson has got the ball. Now to Tessa Kalupa. Pass to the near sideline to Kissinger. Has problems with it. Now gets it under control. Takes it down into baseline. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted by Fuyan. Turnover number 12 on the Hawkettes. Here's Mackenzie Fuyan now with the ball. Works against Kissinger. Goes over there to Astonic at the elbow, right side. Drives it against Gaspers. Put it up a shot, no good. Rebound Astonic. Follow shot, no good. Rebound down to St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa has got it now for St. Cecilia. Gets it ahead to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger holds the ball. There's a pass to the far sideline. It goes to Jackson. And now John Kyle is up. He wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Bishop Newman, 38. Hastings St. Cecilia, 22.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bishop Newman, a high-powered offense here this season, are averaging 66.9 points per ball game, giving up only 25.6. Right now, Bishop Newman has got the lead over St. Cecilia, 38-22. Here's Jackson for three. Your shot's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It's an air ball thrown up from three-point range. If maybe somebody got a piece of that one, it's that one, but it's going to be short from the get-go. That's not the case, as the officials will give the ball to Bishop Newman. St. Cecilia attacking here in backcourt. They're trailing by 16 points now, halfway through this third quarter from Lincoln Christian High School. Mackenzie Fuyan has got the ball now. St. Cecilia matches up, man on man. Molly has got it. Molly to a Morrissey. Morrissey goes to Astonic on the far side. The pass is high, and she can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Pass was high, and that's saying something, because Astonic is 6 foot. Couldn't control that pass. It's going to be turnover number five on Bishop Newman here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a chance to slice into the lead right here. They're down by 16, 38-22. A pass down in the corner and contact made, and a foul is going to be called. St. Cecilia taking it down to the corner to Brick the quarter, and a foul is called on Kelsey Morrissey of Bishop Newman. That's going to be her third. So St. Cecilia will inbound here off the near sideline. Morrissey is going to check out of the ballgame now. Coming back in, it's going to be Morgan Molly. St. Cecilia will play it in. That's going to be Chanel Farmer. They get the ball to Audrey Gaspers. Left side of the lane. Goes up for the shot. Blocked down there. It's going to be picked up by Bishop Newman. Back the other way. Here's Fuyan. And now a foul is called in backcourt. Foul is going to be called in the Hawkettes as the Cavaliers wanted to get out and run with the thing. Foul is going to go on Charisse Farmer. That's going to be your second. Bishop Newman got to a 12-6 first quarter lead. Cavaliers led 31-17 at halftime. They've now increased that lead to 16 points here in the third quarter. It's 38-22. McKenzie Fuyan with the ball. Goes over the wing on the right side. Entry pass down low. Boy, the shot's going to be no good. Ball's lost out of bounds. St. Cecilia had it. But Chanel Farmer lost it out of bounds. Cavaliers will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. McKenzie Fuyan will inbound the ball for the Bishop Newman Cavaliers. Comes way outside. That's going to be a Morgan Bolley with the ball. Not a Fuyan again. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. Here's a Morgan Bolley with the ball. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Tessa Klein. Back to this side. Holly Fuyan has got it in three-point territory. Matched up with Andre Gaspers. St. Cecilia playing the man-to-man defense. There's McKenzie Fuyan. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's a 16-point lead for the Cavaliers. Down in the corner left side to Holly Fuyan. Back inside. A shot up and in. Tessa Klein scores the assist from Fuyan. First field goal of the ball game for Tessa Klein. And now it's a 40-22 ball game as the Cavaliers starting to clutch their muscles now in the third quarter. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Kalupa, but she's found with the point. Tessa Kalupa throws up a little 10-footer from the right side, and a foul is going to be called here on the Cavaliers. It's going to go on Klein. That's going to be her fourth foul now. Four fouls on Klein. That's going to be team foul number four on Bishop Newman here in the second half. Kalupa to the free throw line. Her shot is up there as rattles home. Kalupa now with 3 points in the ball game. She is a 66% foul shooter so far this season. As Kalupa nails the first one, Hawkins hit all six of their free throw attempts in the first half. Tessa Kalupa will have one more now for the Hawkins. Her shot is up there, and she hits that with nothing but twine for Tessa Kalupa. St. Cecilia is now within 16 points and is 40-24. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Lincoln. McKenzie Fuyan with the ball just across the 10-second line, drives it now against the Cherise Farmer, hands the ball away to Holly Fuyan. To McKenzie. Down left side at the elbows. Goes to avoid it. Avoid it moves it down on the baseline on the left side. That's Arata who's back into the ball game. Down to avoid it. Again, back outside the 3-point range. To McKenzie Fuyan. Matched up there against the St. Cecilia's Cherise Farmer. Fuyan just holds the ball. And now we got a timeout. A timeout called here by Bishop Newman and their head coach, Rick Ahrens. So we've got a timeout. Bishop Newman, 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bishop Newman, 40. Hastings St. Cecilia, 24.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bishop Newman with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 40-24. Rana will play things in following the timeout from Bishop Newman head coach Rick Ahrens. McKenzie Fuyan now runs the offense to Holly Fuyan. Here's Rana. Free throw line extended left side to get it back to Boyda. Boyda just inside the ring. Now to Fuyan. The shot is up there from 17. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Down to Cherise Farmer. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by 16 points. Under 2 minutes to play. Here's the pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Rada. She brings it back 2-on-2. Holds the ball now to Stonik. Down in the corner on the right side to Fuyan. She holds it there against Gaspers. Gaspers goes for the steal and picks up the foul for efforts. Audrey Gaspers picks up her first personal foul in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia. Ernst coming back in. Here comes Kissinger back in and Abby Jackson, Gaspers and Cherise Farmer and Tessa Kalupa coming out of the ballgame now for the Hawkettes. Bishop Newman will play things in. Stonik has got the ball. Now to Boyda. Brings it back to Fuyan. Her shot for three is up there no good. And we got a foul call on the rebound as Stonik was going for the board there for Bishop Newman and picks up the personal foul. Alyssa Stonik picks up her second personal. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Cavaliers. A minute and 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's Bishop Newman 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 24. At the boys' game in the semifinals coming up tomorrow night, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Fremont Bergen, or Archbishop Bergen. Airtime will be at 7:30. With head coach Kevin Asher, 7:45 for the tip-off here at Lincoln Christian High School. St. Cecilia with the ball back the other way as they drive the baseline. They try to dump it off here. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Another turnover on St. Cecilia as Boyd grabs it there. Now a foul is called in backcourt. Jordan Nicholas into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. She drove the baseline from the left corner and trying to get it to Caitlin Ernst. That was swatted away, and then the Hawkheads commit the personal foul. Ernst picks up her fourth for St. Cecilia. And going to the free throw line now for Bishop Newman is going to be Alexis Wooda. As she will toe the mark here, she got 6 points in the basketball game. So Wooda goes to the free throw line at 3-2, and she's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Done all of her scoring in the first half. 67 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Shot is up there. It is good. As it hits bottom, she'll have one more. And the ball game now for St. Cecilia, Tessa Kalupa, and coming out will be Nicola. 41-24. Bishop Newman has got the lead here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Boyd's next shot is up there. It is good. She has now got 8 points in the ball game, and Bishop Newman has opened up a 42-24 advantage. This is their biggest lead of the ball game now at 18 points. And it comes in the final minute of this third quarter. Libby Kissinger tries to work it inside. It's tipped away. It's picked up by Kalupa. Down here on the baseline as they work it inside. Here's a shot taken by Jamie Williams. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Boyd now for Bishop Newman. So John Kyle has got some new faces into the ball game now here in the third quarter. Holly Fuyan, the McKenzie Fuyan, down to Alexis Wooda. They work it back to the right side on the wing. That's going to be Trudy with the ball, who's back in there. Holly Fuyan, now to Rada. There's a pass to the left side of the lane to Wooda. They just work it left to right across the lane, now down on the baseline. Holly Fuyan, they bring it out on top now as they work with it. That's Alexis Wooda with the ball, 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now we're going to whistle in a 3-second violation call in Bishop Newman. That's going to be 6 turnovers on the Cavaliers. Bishop Newman, the undefeated team in Class C1, ranked number one. They are 14-0 on the season. This is a team that has put up some big, big numbers, like I mentioned during the pregame show. And they are in control here tonight, 42-24. St. Cecilia comes back. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it down on the baseline, but it was tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball as they will play things in where their own basket. Tessa Kalupa will get things in to the corner on the left side. The Chanel Farmer. Entry pass. They get it inside to Brick McWhorter. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wahoo Newman. Little Bishop Newman. It is stolen away by Chanel Farmer, and she puts it beside the buzzer that hits off of the top of the glass. It's no good. So Bishop Newman turns the ball over here on the last possession of the third quarter. Farmer got it. Now they're going to say she was fouled in the play. So Farmer is going to go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. So Chanel Farmer. Go to the line down for St. Cecilia. His clock is down to zero here in the third. And Farmer steps to the line and hits her first free throw. She's now got 5 points in the basketball game. She was right at the top of the three-point circle. We'll see if they give her 3 shots here. As Farmer will put up her second one. That's going to be good. That's the case. Farmer was right at the top of the three-point circle, and they give her 3 shots as Bishop Newman turns it over in the final possession of the third period. Next shot is up there. She hit that one as well. So 3 straight points there by Chanel Farmer from the free throw line. And St. Cecilia will trail by 15 at the end of quarter number 3. We'll take a break with a score. Bishop Newman 42, St. Cecilia 27.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight, also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. More high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night. Busy week for us here on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia boys taking on Archbishop Bergen. Airtime 7:30 for the pregame show, 7:45. The tip-off Saturday will be with Hastings College up in Sioux City. Here's the Cavaliers with the opening possession, and immediately is stolen away here by Chanel Farmer, so she gets back-to-back steals here. At the last one of the third quarter, and she picks off a pass here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Farmer now for 3. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Pouillon had the rebound, lost it. Gaspers has got it now. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there. It is no good by Tessa Kalupa. Long rebound. Kalupa grabs it, takes it out in the baseline to Farmer. Her shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer scores for St. Cecilia. She's now got 9 points in the basketball game, and St. Cecilia is back within 13 points. 42-29 with 7:18 to play in the ball game. Mackenzie Pouillon goes to Holly. Now back inside is Stonick. Her son is up there. It's going to be short. St. Cecilia grabs the rebound. That's Andre Gaspers with the rebound. Gets it into the hands now of Chanel Farmer. Here come the Hawkettes into the offensive zone. Tessa Kalupa has it stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. Holly Pouillon was over here for Bishop Newman, and she is the guilty party. Pouillon picks up her third. And now going to the free throw line will be St. Cecilia with 7:01 remaining here in the contest. Cherise Farmer comes into the ball game for Brick McWhorter. Tessa Kalupa to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. She's got 4 points in the ball game, 66% foul shooter on the season. Averaging 4 points per ball game. Rashana's third is good. So St. Cecilia in a nice little run as Chanel Farmer hit three free throws right at the end of the third quarter. Now St. Cecilia is back within 12 points here at 42-30. Tessa Kalupa will have one more. Fires the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. So the Hawkettes now with 11 points at 42-31. Bishop Newman led 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, 31-17 at halftime, 42-27 after three. And now it's 42-31 as the Hawkettes have scored the first 4 points here of quarter number four. We're down to 6:50 play in the fourth and final period. Alexis Boyd has got the ball to Stonick. Now to Holly Pouillon, left side of the lane. Here's Mackenzie Pouillon down here, just behind the arc, picked up there by Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. Mackenzie dribbling with the ball here in 3 point territory, sends it to the right side to Kelsey Morrissey, picked up there by Gaspers of St. Cecilia. Here's Boyd with the ball, dumps it down low. It's going to be over the head of Alyssa Stonick, out of bounds. Turnover number nine now in Bishop Newman's of St. Cecilia with a chance to slice into the lead here and get it down to single digits. Still plenty of time, 6.5 minutes to play now in the third or fourth quarter. It's 42-31. Here's Abby Jackson, a pass on the left side to Lexi Schmidt, playing with four personal fouls. Back outside to Farmer. Gets it inside to Gaspers. Out to Jackson. Down in the corner to Chanel Farmer. Back out to Jackson. Comes across the top to Cherise Farmer. Down in the baseline to Schmidt. Her pass is going to be picked off. Cross-court pass came to the elbow, and it was picked off. Here's Alexis Boyd with the ball. It's turnover number 15 now on St. Cecilia. Bishop Newman has got it. Holly Pouillon, and now we got a timeout from head coach Rick Ahrens. Bishop Newman wants to call a timeout. 5:56 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Bishop Newman, 42, Hastings St. Cecilia, 31.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from the Centennial Conference Tournament in Lincoln at Lincoln Christian High School. Hastings St. Cecilia making a rally here in the fourth quarter. They are down by 11. It is 42-31. After Newman had an 18-point lead here in the second half. Mackenzie Pouillon has got the ball to the near sideline to a Morrissey. Dribbles once. Out on top of the basketball is avoided now. Down in the corner to Pouillon as she dribbles a couple of times against Jackson. Out to Kelsey Morrissey, top of the key to Pouillon on the wing. Takes it down to the baseline to Voida. Now back outside, a long-range jumper put up there by Morrissey. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Pouillon. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the baseline. It's picked up there by Stonick. So three shots at the bucket here. Here's a Pouillon now. Left side of the lane. Her pass deflected. It's going to be found out there by Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia's got the ball, trailing by 11 points. 42-31. Jackson, free throw line extended all the way to the sideline, gets it down low. There's a shot taken by Schmidt, knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a St. Cecilia ball. It was tipped out of Lexi's hands. Don Kyle thought maybe she was fouled, and that's not the case. It's going to be, no, now they're going to say Newman's going to play it in. And John with his hands on top of his head, he can't believe that one. John thought maybe at least a foul. If not, it was a tipped out by Newman. They say Lexi lost the ball out of her own hands, and Newman will play things in. That's the 16th turnover on St. Cecilia. Hawkins applying some pressure now in backcourt. St. Cecilia trying to get the deficit down to single digits here. 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's 42-31. Cavaliers have the ball. Big possession for the St. Cecilia defense. And now we have got a turnover, a whistle, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Bishop Newman. It's going to go on Stonick. That's going to be a third. Well, it's just Stonick picking up a third personal foul. And in the ball game now for St. Cecilia, Libby Kissinger coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. 4:50 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 42-31. Bishop Newman with the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Kissinger at the top of the key to Farmer. Down in the baseline to Jackson. Top of three is good. Abby Jackson throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner. St. Cecilia is within 8 points now at 42-34. With 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here's Marley in backcourt, and she is going to be whistled for a palming violation. Morgan Molly whistled for the palming violation. A turnover on Bishop Newman. That's their 10th in the ballgame. And now the Cavaliers want to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, or at least regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Bishop Newman 42, Hastings St. Cecilia 34.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Bishop Newman had an 18-point lead at one point, 40-22. That was back late in the third quarter, and right now St. Cecilia has come storming back. They are down by 8 points now at 42-34. We have 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia will have the ball following the turnover on Bishop Newman, which was their 10th of the ballgame. St. Cecilia will play things in. Charisse Farmer has got it. So the Hawkeyes come back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass on the right side to Lexi Schmidt with it. Schmidt holds the ball back out to Farmer in three-point territory. Newman is in there. Man-to-man defense, right side, Caitlin Ernst has got it. Ernst holding the ball out to Abby Jackson, who hit that last three-pointer from the left corner. Jackson dribbles, comes to Charisse Farmer now. Farmer holding the ball here in three-point territory, 25 feet away from the basket. Down to Libby Kissinger in the corner. They sent a screen for her. Kissinger can't get away. Now she's in trouble, hands the ball away. Here on the near sideline, and John Connell wants to call a timeout. Hawkeyes unable to get anything going there offensively, and the Hawkeyes will burn a timeout. 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Bishop Newman 42, St. Cecilia 34.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Hawkeyes are down by 8 points. Still plenty of time. 3:57 to play here in the fourth quarter. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Lexi Schmidt hands the ball away to Farmer. Cutting layup is going to be no good. The ball capped out. St. Cecilia grabs it. Farmer deep in the corner on the left side. Gets it out to Kalupa. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted by Stanek. So Stanek grabs the ball there out of the air. St. Cecilia turns it over, and they come out with no points in that possession. They're still down by 8, 42-34. Here's Bishop Newman with the ball on the wing. That's going to be Morrissey. They work it back around to the left side. That's Mackenzie Fouillon as he dribbles here. Cross-court pass goes down in the corner. Holly Fouillon back to Mackenzie Fouillon on the left side of the lane. Dribble penetration. She dumps it away inside to Alyssa Stanek, and she lays one home. Stanek now with 12 points in the basketball game. Newman back out to a 10-point lead, 44-34. Charisse Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson comes to Farmer here on the near sideline. A three-pointer is put up there from long range. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stanek grabs the rebound. Out of pass to Fouillon down the right sideline now to Morgan Molly. Molly gets away from a possible swipe there from Jackson. To Kelsey Morrissey down in the corner to Morgan Molly. On the wing again to Morrissey. Cross-court pass goes to Fouillon. Diagonal pass comes back to the left side. That's Morgan Molly as Newman works the defense left to right here from sideline to sideline. Here's a Molly with a ball down the near sideline, down in the corner That's Morrissey. Entry pass to get it inside to Fuyan. Down to 2:29 to play. And now St. Cecilia is looking at some clock management problems here. They go inside to Fuyan. Their turnaround jumper is good. Fuyan scores there for Bishop Newman. They let a timer off the clock there. Fuyan now with 8 points in the basketball game. Jackson bounce pass down low. Schmidt shot is up and in. Jackson got it back in a hurry. They got Lexi Schmidt right underneath the basket. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 46-36. Hawkins are down by 10. St. Cecilia applying pressure in backcourt. 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia goes for the steal. Mackenzie Fuyan has got the ball back in the offensive scoring zone. Morgan Molly outside down to Morrissey. Down in the corner to Fuyan. Holds the ball. Cross-court pass comes on the near side to Molly. Molly now to Fuyan again. Holly Fuyan. Right sideline to Mackenzie. Bob inside again to Spanik. Grabs the ball. Thomas up and in. Seems like they can do that just about every possession if they want to. That's 14 points now for Alyssa Stonick, and it's a 48-36 deficit down for the Hawkettes. Down to 90 seconds to play. There's a pass from Jackson. It's going to be tipped as she tries to send it in the lane. And a one-on-one situation now for the Hawkettes as Stonick is going to be hit with her fourth personal foul. So now Farmer comes into the ball game now for Charisse. And we're going to have some free throws here. This is Lexi Schmidt going to the free throw line. That is the ninth team foul called on Bishop Newman here in the ballgame. There's shot from the free throw line. It's up there. It is going to be no good by Schmidt. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Molly. 48-36. St. Cecilia down by 12 with a minute 20 to play. Here's a pass that's deflected. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow putting in favor of St. Cecilia. So a turnover on Bishop Newman. Alexis Voida comes back in now for Bishop Newman. Abby Jackson coming to the bench now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 1:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's a 12-point lead for the Hawkettes. Libby Kissinger has got it now for St. Cecilia down the near sideline to Nicola. Just checked in there. Now a foul is going to be called. Nicola took the ball down on the baseline there for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to be called on Holly Fuyan for Bishop Newman. That's going to be her fourth. Audrey Gaspers will go to the free throw line. So Gaspers was fouled in the play. She's trying to send a screen over here on the left side. And Gaspers, who has not scored, will have a chance to get into the scorebook here. A 62% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. That one dances around and falls off. No good. Gaspers will get one more. 1 minute, 11 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 48-36. The top-ranked team in Class T1, Bishop Newman, has got the lead. Link shot is up there by Gaspers, and that one is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Stonick. Stonick down to Fuyan. Out of Morrissey. Morrissey sends it out on top to Holly Fuyan. Bishop Newman not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here. They've got a 12-point lead with under a minute to play now. And St. Cecilia will foul. Tessa Kalupa picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Number 8 on St. Cecilia in the second half. Lexi Schmidt comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Nicola. To the free throw line for Bishop Newman will be Kelsey Morrissey. We'll name our player of the game immediately following the broadcast tonight from the coach's post-game show before we get out of here. First shot by Morrissey is going to be no good. She won't get the bonus. 53 seconds to play. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Tessa Kalupa back outside to Chanel Farmer. Dead aim for a three-pointer. Shot's no good. Rebound. Nicola in the lane. Let her slip for the rebound and the follow shot there. She gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 48-38. There's a Bishop Newman with the ball in backcourt. Now a foul is called. They got it right to the midcourt stripe there to Morrissey, and she was fouled in a play by St. Cecilia. It'll go on Gaspers. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line now for Bishop Newman will be Kelsey Morrissey. She has got 10 points in the basketball game. 34 seconds to play. The Hawkettes down by 10 points, 48-38. Shot by Morrissey is up there. That's going to be no good. A couple of misses here. And St. Cecilia still has life. Here's Jackson, 4-3. Your shot is up there. It's good. Abby Jackson nails a three. That's 9 points in the ballgame for Jackson. And now St. Cecilia calls a timeout as the Hawkettes within 7 points. 27 seconds to play in regulation. The score, Bishop Newman, 48. St. Cecilia, 41.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
Bishop Newman beat St. Cecilia earlier this year, 61-37. Hawkettes within 7 points of pulling off a major upset in Class C1 as they trail, and now something has happened to the scoreboard. All of us, there it's back on. All the lights went blank. And now the scoreboard is back on. 27 seconds to go. It's a 7-point ball game at 48-41. St. Cecilia obviously applying some pressure here in backcourt. Newman will play things in. They get it to Fouillon, and she's going to be fouled on the play immediately here by St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. The last two times that Bishop Newman has gone to the free throw line, they have missed on the front end of the 1-1. That's not going to be team foul number 10 on St. Cecilia, so this will be a two-shot foul. Mackenzie Fouillon to the free throw line, 2-3 from the stripe so far tonight. She's got 8 points in the ballgame, and a free throw is up there and in. She will have one more. Bishop Newman has won 14 games in a row coming into the contest here tonight. They now have an 8-point lead, 49-41. Next one is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound loose, and the baseline is going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger has got it for St. Cecilia. Out to Abby Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Gaspers with a rebound. Shot off of the baseline. No good. Rebound Stanek. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline to Mackenzie Fouillon. 9 seconds to play, and a foul right here at the midcourt stripe. It's going to go on Farmer. Cherise Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. And that will send Mackenzie Fouillon back to the free throw line here for Bishop Newman. 9 points in the ballgame now for Mackenzie. She had 21 the other night against Lincoln Lutheran in the quarterfinals of this tournament. And the top of the free throw line is up and in. She will get one more. Fouillon had 19 the first time around when Bishop Newman destroyed St. Cecilia up in Wahoo, 61-37 at the beginning of the season. Big shot is up there. It is good. Fouillon now in double figures with 11. 51-41. St. Cecilia with the ball. Libby Kissinger, a long three. A shot is up there. It's an air ball. St. Cecilia tries to save her from going out of bounds. They can't do it. Chanel Farmer could not get to it. And now with 2 seconds to play, it'll be Bishop Newman playing things in there in backcourt. Morrissey holds the ball, gets into the center of the floor. That's going to be Fouillon with it, and that's going to be the end of the basketball game. It's Bishop Newman winning in the contest tonight over Hastings St. Cecilia here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. But the Hawkettes put up a fight here tonight. They trailed by 18 points in the third quarter at 40-22. Headed down to 15 at the end of three quarters at 42-27. St. Cecilia got to within 7 points with 27 seconds to play, but a couple of late free throws there by Bishop Newman, and they were able to get out of here with a 10-point win. The number one ranked team in the state of Nebraska in Class C1 will play for the Centennial Conference Championship on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. They will play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Lincoln Christian and David City Aquinas. Again, the final score in this one, it was Bishop Newman knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia by 10 points. The Cavaliers 51, the Hawkettes 41. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mascotti Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Mascotti Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Mascotti Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Mascotti Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the Crusader Gym at Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes drop one here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Bishop Newman, the winners here tonight over St. Cecilia, final score of 51-51. Again, the Cavaliers had a 12-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. They then started the second period on a 17-4 run to take control of the ball game. They led 29-10 late in the second period. St. Cecilia was within 14 points at halftime, 31-17. The Cavaliers then opened up a 18-point lead in the second half at 40-22. St. Cecilia was trailing 42-27 at the end of three, and they made a little push there in the fourth quarter, eventually got it down to 7 points at 48-41. But that's as close as they got down the stretch, and they lose it tonight by 10 points, 51-41 to Bishop Newman. So the Cavaliers improved to 15 wins and no losses on the season. They will play either Aquinas or Lincoln Christian coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 for the conference tournament championship. Hastings St. Cecilia will resume their regular season next week. Their mark is at 8 wins and 7 losses on the season. Alyssa Stanek had 14 points to lead Bishop Newman in the ball game tonight. Mackenzie Fouillon had 11. Kelsey Morrissey had 10 points. The other scorers for Bishop Newman, Alex Voida had 8 points, 3 for Morgan Molly, 2 for Holly Fouillon, and 2 for Tessa Klein. Bishop Newman 17 out of 22 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia got 9 points tonight from Abby Jackson and 9 from Chanel Farmer. Jackson hit 3 three-pointers. In fact, she hit 2 three-pointers in the final stages of the ball game here tonight, but it was not enough. Chanel Farmer hit a couple of field goals, and she was 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Lexi Schmidt had 8 points tonight and 4 field goals. She was 0 of 1 from the line. Tessa Kalupa had a field goal, and she was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 6 points. Cherise Farmer had a field goal and a 3-pointer, and she was 0 of 1 from the line. She had 5. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Brick McWhorter had a 2 free throws in the first half for 2 points, and Caitlin Ernst, 2 points in the free throw line in the first half of play. St. Cecilia officially 16 turnovers in the ball game, and they were 13 out of 17 from the free throw line. In the final score in this one, it was Bishop Newman beating Hastings St. Cecilia by 10, the Cavaliers 51, the Hawkins 41. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up and the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Again, back at the Crusader Gym and Lincoln Christian tonight, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia bows out as they lose to Bishop Newman tonight. Final score of 51-41. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. The Hawkins with no one in double figures tonight. Chanel Farmer led the way with 9 points. Abby Jackson had 9 tonight. Lexi Schmidt had 8 points. Caitlin Ernst grabbed a handful of rebounds in the contest here tonight. Tessa Kalupa hitting four free throws and a field goal in the contest tonight. But I think someone showed some hustle out there tonight. Provided St. Cecilia with a little bit of spark, she'll be our player of the game. I'll come back and tell you about that right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be the 5'4" freshman who came off of the bench for St. Cecilia and gave the Hawkettes a little bit of spark, not only in the first half, but the second half. Chanel Farmer, as she had a couple of field goals in the ball game, was also 5 of 5 from the free throw line. So she got to the charity stripe tonight and knocked them down. Hastings St. Cecilia with a good effort tonight, but they drop a 10-point decision to a number one ranked team in Class C1. And Bishop Newman, Chanel Farmer will be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back in Lincoln, again, Hastings St. Cecilia dropping this one in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, 51-41. Still waiting for John Kyle to make his way out of the locker room. And I'll tell you, it's a long way from where we're at, down the hallway here at the Lincoln Christian. But St. Cecilia with a good effort tonight as they lose to Bishop Newman by 10 points, the final score at 51-41. So it'll be Bishop Newman playing for the championship on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. They'll play either the third-seeded team here in the tournament, Lincoln Christian, or David City Aquinas, the number two seed. That game tipping off here in about 11 minutes in Lincoln. We'll have the boys' semifinals coming up for you tomorrow here at Lincoln Christian and also on the radio on 1230 KHIS. The first game tomorrow will pit the number one seed in Grand Island Central Catholic up against the number five seed in Lincoln Christian. That ball game will tip off at 6 o'clock. Then the second contest, it'll be Archbishop Bergen, the number three seed, taking on the number two seed in St. Cecilia. That one will tip off at 7:45. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 7:30 tomorrow night with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. The boys' championship ball game will be played on Saturday at 6 o'clock here at Lincoln Christian. And the final score on this one, it was St. Cecilia losing to Bishop Newman by a score of 51-41. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
We invite you. We've got more basketball on the radio tonight on our network of stations of Platte River Radio. We're down at Sandy Creek, a battle of Clay County tonight as Sandy Creek is playing Sutton. The girls' ball game tipped off at 6 o'clock tonight. The boys' game coming up at 8 o'clock this evening. We've got live play-by-play coverage on our sister station, The Breeze, AOIQ 94.5. Told you about the action tomorrow night in the boys' semifinals. That game will be here on 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia and Archbishop Bergen. Saturday afternoon, we got Hastings College as we'll hang around the eastern part of the state, and we'll be in Sioux City on the Saturday afternoon as Hastings will play Morningside in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Airtime will be at 1:45 with the women's game coming up at 2, and the guys will go at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That'll wrap things up for us from Lincoln tonight. Again, It was Bishop Newman beating Hastings St. Cecilia in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Final score of 51-41. From my producer and engineer back at the radio station, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings linked to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Celebrating 70 years on the air for Hastings. We're 1230 KHAS, HastingsLink.com.